For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Already Friends. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
This week we are taking the holidays off. We hope you guys are having an amazing winter break, holiday break, and we are as well. So we're taking this week off. So we are pulling an episode from the archives for you guys to listen to, and Allison's going to tell you about it.
In our 200 some episodes, we have never taken a week off. We always bring you guys a new episode. And we thought a gift to ourselves this year would be to be present with our families. We both have some travels coming up and we were like coordinating schedules. And we're like, you know what? What if we just like didn't push ourselves that hard and gave ourselves a gift of being present and focusing on the other things we need to focus on? And it's not like we don't have this amazing archive of content to pull from. So we went through some old episodes, looked at our top performing episodes over the last 4 years, and we picked one of our favorites. It's 100 Ways to Improve Your Life. And there's truly something to learn in this episode for everyone. A fun thing about this, which we'll say in the episode, is we asked our friends and family, and we thought that was very relevant to this time of year where you guys are all spending time with your loved ones. And so maybe this is even something you guys listen to with the people in your own life.
Yes, exactly. So enjoy this episode, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
And today we have our 100th episode.
Woo! 100 episodes of Already Friends podcast. Let's go.
That's a lot. That is a lot of episodes. I am so proud of us. And we just wanted to do something fun today to celebrate. So we were like going back and forth and we're like, well, we have to do 100 of something, right? It's 100th 100
episode. 100 push-ups, 100 steps, like $100. What is it?
What's it going to be? So we thought with the new year right around the corner, people would be looking for ways to start off 2023 with like some inspiration, some motivation, some perspective on how to make their lives better. So we decided on 100 ways to improve your life, but we're putting a fun spin on it. Do you want to tell them what the fun spin is?
Yes. I was like, what's the fun spin? I got nervous. I was like, wait, what is the fun spin? Yes. The fun spin is that we also asked our family members and our partners to give some of their own tips and tricks for how they improve their own lives. So you'll get to hear from a variety, not just us, but a variety of people on different things, whether that's like items or mantras, practices, what they've done that's changed their life for the better.
Yeah. We thought it would add some good variety to hear some motherly advice, some fatherly advice, some BFF advice, All the things. So no matter who you are, where you're at in life, hopefully at least like one little nugget resonates and you can take it into the new year with some excitement.
Absolutely. So since that's 100 things, I think we're going to keep this intro pretty short. We'll go ahead and just jump to our peaks of the week, read your guys' peaks, and then get into our lists.
Amazing. Okay, my peak of the week is that Clay and I on Saturday night, we went to try to go see the new Avatar movie. Like I swear when I looked it up, it said theater showing time, like 8:30 at this theater. And Clay the whole way is like, it's literally not out yet. And I was like, I don't know, it was on Google. And he normally in these situations, like, sorry, Clay, but I'm usually right and he's usually wrong. Like, I'm like a little more diligent on the details or for like, we're trying to recall a fact. And he was like really pushing that he was right. And I was like, all right, maybe you are right. We get there. The lady's like, yeah, it's not here yet.
Like, it literally isn't out.
And we had even like gone to the gas station before so he could get some candy to sneak into the movie theater because we're not paying for overpriced candy at the movie theater. Mm-mm. And so then we ended up just having like our own fun little date night. We went to Pitch, which is our favorite restaurant. And then we went home and just like had a fun time hanging out in our sunroom. We put on some vibey music, put up the string lights, got all cozy. And it was just fun. We improvised. We didn't let it get us down. I'm sure we'll end up seeing Avatar at some point because it looks so badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my peak. How about you?
Well, when does it come out?
Well, by the time this episode is out, I think it'll be out December 3rd or something.
Okay, cool. My peak of the week is, yeah, kind of what you were just saying, getting in the cozy vibe, getting in the Christmas spirit. I got a fun wreath to hang up outside, put some decorations I had in the basement up. Yeah, just feeling festive and fun at our household.
Is it a real wreath?
No, it's just like a reuse. Wait, yeah, I forget people buy like real living wreaths, right?
Yeah, there's this shop down the street from me and they had made these like make your own wreath sets. Oh. So it was like all in this bag and it was really cute. It had like a how to on it. They were all gone. People like on Small Business Saturday snatched those up. But
that's a really cute idea. Wow. Yeah, no, mine will be reusable. Just got it this year. We'll plan to use it every year now. Just throw it up out there.
Question. Are you a real tree or a fake tree girl?
Oh my gosh, me and Connor have gotten in an argument about this. I like real trees. Connor likes fake trees. I like real trees because they smell nice. And it's just the spirit of the season. Like, it's just authentic. Authentico. Connor is like, it makes me itchy. It makes the dog itchy. I'm like, oh my God.
It makes him itchy.
Well, I don't know if it makes him itchy. I think it makes Margo itchy.
Oh.
I don't even know if that's true. I feel like dogs just get itchy in the winter. So I've been giving her salmon oil. But I'm like,
she's probably just dry. It's funny. Yeah. Connor like doesn't want a real tree. So he's just blaming Margo.
Margo
doesn't want it.
Okay, he did say he's like, it makes a mess too. Which I'm like, our house is like 2 feet by 2 feet. Like the mess will be cleaned up in 10 seconds. Like it's not that serious. So what about you?
Well, I haven't had a tree in like 4 years. At my old apartment, the living room was big enough. So I had one that my parents like hand-me-downed. And then when we moved out of that apartment, since my current place has literally no storage, like if you guys don't know, if I've like haven't ranted on this, our closets, my one closet, that's where they decided to put the washer and dryer. So we have nothing.
Yeah.
Like our vacuum. Yeah. It's just in the corner of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I went on the minimalist journey in the first place, because we don't have any storage. So I don't know, because then if I get something, like what am I going to do with it? I guess if I got a real tree, that'd be fine. But then it would have like no ornaments.
Yeah.
But I would want a real tree.
Okay. You would prefer a real tree.
I had one in college.
Yeah. If you got a fake one, you'd have to beg your parents, one of them, to let you put it in their basement, I guess. That's the only solution I have.
I know. I feel so bad. I already have enough things at their house. Yeah. Houses.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's read your guys' peaks.
Ooh, I love this one from Kelsey because I have been going to a lot of these classes as well. She said, going to a hot yoga class, the perfect way to balance out all the cold weather. Amen to that. There is nothing better than going into a hot yoga studio or a hot workout class. Like when it is just freezing cold outside, you can finally shed the layers. The best.
Very therapeutic. Allie said, my students are making amazing art and I'm so proud. And I'm also going to the gym every day. Yay, lots of peaks. Love that for yourself and so cute for your students.
Leah said, scheduled a much needed hair appointment. I'm finally treating myself. Love that for you. There is the way that the hair salons do hair. I'm like, I would be a 10 if I could make my hair like this every day.
I know.
It's just different. They do it so well.
It just hits different. And Mackenzie said, being home and feeling cozy with Christmas coming. Me and her are on the same page, same wavelength. We love that.
We're channeling all of the hygge from our hygge episode.
Yes. As always, send in your peaks on our Instagram.
At Already Friends Podcast.
Okay. 100 ways to improve your life. Let's go. Really quick preface. We jump around a little bit, but we also tried to pair like things together. So I know for me and Allison, we kind of paired our chunks of 5 tips, ways to improve your life together and kind of related things. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, we did blocks of 5. So it'd be like, okay, here's 5 things that are worth spending your money on. Here are 5 health things. And then we'll read, you know, all from the moms, all from the dads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So and me and Allison kind of have some different blocks because my brain is going all over the place. Her brain is going all over the place. So my first 5 are ones that are just related to items and are lighthearted. We got to start off light. 1, take a probiotic every single day. That's absolutely improved my life, has changed my life for the better. Next one, getting a sunrise alarm clock. I used to wake up every single day triggered. Like, the definition of triggered was hearing my alarm clock on my iPhone. And I probably did that for like 6 years. And every single time I would get out of bed or wake up, I was so angry and annoyed. So I'm like, why am I starting off every single day hashtag triggered when I can wake up to light and birds chirping? And I feel like that's actually improved my mornings so much. So look into a sunrise alarm clock. Next, along the lines of waking up, I make my bed every single day. I saw a TED talk a long time ago of a guy. I'll link it in the show notes. He was in the army, and one of the things that they always had to do was make their bed. And even when he had a really tough day, he always knew that he had that win of going home to a made bed. The next one, read the book, You Are a Badass. That will absolutely improve your life, change your life for the better. I know that changed my life and was very blessed to have a friend gift that to me. A great gift for the holidays, giving
it
the
is
book.
A really good book.
Yeah, You Are a Badass. And then using an air humidifier in the winter. That's helped my skin. I hate when you wake up in the morning and your nose is dry. And I don't know, you can really feel the dry air. You might even get bloody noses. Like, that's how bad it can get. So adding that humidity into the air is a win for me. And I can definitely credit Allison for that tip, because I think I got that last year, got into that from the podcast.
Yay. And then I can shout out my mom, because she was the one that had him when we were growing up.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
It gets really dry in the Midwest, like where we are. So it's needed.
It's actually funny that you say that, because literally this morning when I was in the shower, I was like, ooh, I need to change the Brita filter. And then I need to get the air humidifier out from underneath the kitchen sink and put it out, because It is that time. Okay, my first five are related to sleep. And this has been a long journey for me. I literally was telling Clay the other day when I was making this, like, I used to equate sleep with feeling guilty. I'd be like, there are so many things I want to be doing in life, and like, I just feel guilty if I'm sleeping. So it has been a long journey for me to try to embrace sleeping and know that sleep fuels everything else in my life, and like, it is the foundation. So my first one for it is to charge your phone in a room that's not where you sleep. I've probably said this like 20 times on the podcast, but if you're a new listener and you're just here for the 100 ways to improve your life, this one is so helpful on the going to bed end and waking up, because then you don't have blue light in your eyes. It like lets you wind down. It tells your brain that like your bed is just for sleeping. And then in the morning, your alarm is going off in the other room. But I will agree with you, it's a little triggering. So, but for me, I do have like a fancy alarm clock, and it does, I can do the bird sounds, but I like sometimes don't wake up to it.
Yeah. It's
like,
tough.
I don't know how long I would have to use it, and I need to. Maybe I could have like my phone alarm as a safety net.
Yeah.
Like if the birds weren't working.
That's true.
Because it is so much more pleasant, but I'm laying there and I'm like, this is nice.
This is nice.
Jungle.
So, but those birds start to get a little annoying after a couple minutes. You're like, oh my God, shut up.
And when I go to bed, I also put an eye mask on, even if it's dark when you're going to bed, which it probably is. But for me, it like tells my brain like, no more distractions, and it helps me like stay focused and bundled on sleeping. And I mean, every single day I wake up and it's not on my head anymore, but it helps with falling asleep. And then I also said, changing out of your daytime clothes, invest in some nice pajamas. You literally spend like a third of your day sleeping. And like, we all spend a lot of money on our daytime clothes, but you're in your pajamas quite a lot of your life. A third of your life. They're probably not getting that dirty. So it's not even really like you have to have that many, but it makes such a difference. Okay. Number nine, get a noise machine. I literally can't sleep without some type of noise now. When I was traveling recently, there wasn't a noise machine, and I was like, whoa, this is how quiet rooms are. I like didn't even realize how much of a difference it makes to help with that ambient noise. And I feel like you sleep better, because then if there's loud sounds outside, maybe you don't notice them. And yeah, if I'm traveling, I just play white noise on my phone. It was kind of sad. On my Spotify Wrapped, my number one podcast was white noise.
I saw so many TikToks about that. Like, no, not my Spotify Wrapped being the brown noise or like a fan. It's like,
literally.
You should look into, they have portable noise machines, and I really want to get one. I might ask for that for Christmas. That just actually reminded me to do that. But they're little circles, and you can just take them.
That would be good, because sometimes ours is in our bedroom, because it's like an alarm clock noise machine. But I would love one in my office. Good shout. Okay, and number 10, take CBD before bed if you struggle with falling asleep. This was something I started a couple months ago. I use the brand Commons. They have gummies and like a few different types. Love them. it just, again, clearly I had a problem falling asleep. Mm-hmm. But between the eye mask, the white noise, good PJs, someday I'll get nice bedding and I'll be all set.
Yeah, sleep affects so many areas of your life. Like if you want to take your health seriously and fitness and everything, sleep is one of the biggest components of that. All right, love all those.
Jumping into our sister section. McKenna is Kara's sister. Ashley is my sister. So you want to read McKenna's first?
Yes, and I'm laughing that we did a sister section and not a brother section. I mean, it's fine. It's funny.
If they'll get it next
brothers,
year.
Then like we wouldn't have any for ourselves because we both kind of have a lot, right? I have two.
I at first thought when I was making this, I was like, how am I going to come up with so many ways? Nope. Could have came up with like 500. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay. So first one for McKenna. She says, travel, try to get out of your hometown and learn about the world. Next, say something nice to someone. If you're thinking it when walking by, just say it out loud. Love that. Her next thing to change your life, no phones at the dinner table. Next, find a workout routine that works for you and stick to it. As obvious as this is, it feels so much better physically and mentally when sticking to workouts. Next one, final one for McKenna, packing cubes. Not necessarily because it'll fit more, but because it's so much more convenient to be organized while traveling. You can easily grab things out of your suitcase without having to ruin and repack the entire thing.
Maybe you could take some tips from McKenna there.
Hey, I use packing cubes. It's not the cubes I'm having the issue with. It's the everything else.
I wouldn't have said this if you didn't make a TikTok already calling yourself out like multiple times.
We're very aware of my issues. Like, oh my gosh, have you seen the new TikTok trend with packing your suitcase? It's like, go get these vacuum seal bags and get a pump and just like shove everything in these vacuum seal bags and pump it to like the size of a burrito. I'm like, I do not need to be seeing this. Like, I do not need this.
Wouldn't everything be so wrinkly then?
Yeah. I guess
if you brought a handheld steamer, I guess.
But that's so
good
true. Yeah.
Okay. And the five from my sister, she said to streamline your bed situation. Like she used to have the duvet cover and the duvet. And she said that it would make laundry day like such a pain. Mm-hmm. I think we all, if anyone's had a duvet and a duvet cover, you know, it's a lot of work. They're beautiful, but they do take some effort. So she said for ease, just get a quilt and then you can layer them. And then in the morning, it makes making your bed easier if you just can do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Her second one, I am not related to her for this because why did I get none of these jeans? It's so unfair. She can fix and make anything. I'm just going to gas her up. Like she literally took a flatbed trailer and built it into an entire camper, waterproof with walls and a bed and everything. She said, YouTube is a great tool for general car maintenance or repair questions. And she was saying she's like, I won't say basic because maybe for some people it's not basic. And I was like what? And she's like, changing your brake pads. And I was like, yeah, that is not basic. I was like, I do not know how to do that. And she was like, oh, it's not that hard. And she's like, you just go buy the brake pads. It'll save you so much money. You can go put them on yourselves. This is what I mean. Like how, she's younger than me. How is she so good at that stuff? But she said, jumpstarting a car battery, changing a tire, filling windshield wiper fluid, checking oil levels. It's all on YouTube. You can save so much money if you just learn some of those general maintenance tips for your car.
With send this episode to your boyfriend.
There you go. Learn how to parallel park. Agree with that one, especially if you live downtown. Watch the sunrise and sunsets more frequently and buy a reusable film camera instead of a disposable and actually print your film. She said that she will go to a nice place to get the film developed. And then with like Walmart's quick print, mm-hmm. she can just select a few of her favorites and print those and put them in an album.
That's very nice.
Cool.
Okay, next slide for me, kind of related on the same lines of what McKenna was saying, take the trip. More and more I hear about people getting to the end of their life and not having done the trips they always dreamed of, or now they're too weak or too old or ill and they can't fly or go around the world. So take the trip now that you are dreaming of. Learning a new language absolutely changed my life. So that's definitely one of the ones for me. That was Spanish for me, and I'm currently learning French. It's just crazy how many doors open to talking to new people, doing new experiences, going to new places when you know another language. Next thing that changed my life, realizing that food is a connector when you're traveling. So try new things. And when someone offers you a new food or a new thing to try, just say yes. Like I had local vodka in Hungary. I had tea with some locals in Dubai. I sat around and ate with my hands with Balinese people. So yeah, realize that people want to invite you into their homes and use food as a way to do that and get to know you. So say yes to trying those new foods, even if they sound scary. Along the same lines, just say yes when traveling, even if you don't want to necessarily do it. I think something that me and Allison have said time and time again on this podcast is that there are just spontaneous, magical moments that happen when you're traveling. And like they're literally fleeting right in front of you. So if you don't do the thing or say yes or take the photo, then it's never going to happen again. You can never recreate that moment. And yeah.
Wait, can I interject really fast?
Yeah.
Because I so agree. And try to be aware of what's going on around you so that those spontaneous moments can occur. When Clay and I were on a bus in Ecuador, we were going from one destination to another. And I looked on the map and I saw the Quillotoa Loop. And I was like, Clay, if we get off at this next stop, we could do this 30-mile hike. Apparently, it's like a bucket list item, but we would have to find a hostel and like leave our bag there for 3 days. And we look at each other and we're like, all right, let's do it. Like had no time to think. And from that trip down to South America, that is like both one of ours like favorite experiences from it. And we had never even heard of it. So just, yeah, like you said, say yes, do the thing. You won't regret it.
Yeah. Even if you're tired or even if you're like, well, we already booked this hostel in the next town. We might lose $30 or $50. It's like, yeah, like you said, just be aware of what's happening and make those decisions quickly because those moments go away and then you can never get that moment back. And then my last thing that's changed my life is try speaking in a local language when you're traveling. It's better than not trying at all. It makes people really happy if you just give your best effort instead of just defaulting to English or whatever your default language is. Also related to that is try to remember people's names in life and address those people by their names. That will make you very successful and just very well liked and received because as I learned from How to Win Friends and Influence People's Names is like the most treasured thing to them. So if you can say someone's name and remember their name, like that just like really tugs at their heartstrings and just like feels really special to people.
And the spelling. Like I'll have some people spell my name wrong that I'm like, you should kind of know how to spell my name by now. Like you're messaging me on Instagram. I'm like, isn't it spelled right there?
It's right there.
So I do see why that would be in that book where it's almost like offensive if someone didn't take like one extra second to check or like in an email or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a part is capitalized.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. My next five. So numbers 26 through 30 are on romanticizing life. 26, make normal errands into a date, whether that's alone or with a partner. Clay and I did this on Sunday. We wanted a few little Christmas decorations for the house. So we were like, you know what? Let's go get a festive coffee, go to a thrift store and like have a fun time. We like put all the stuff in a cart and just that we thought like, maybe we won't even get this, but let's just put it in there and we'll see. And then we like went to a corner, looked at everything and then decided what we wanted to keep. So like we made a normal errand into like a fun thing. 27, don't skip out on incredible things just because you don't like how you look. Everyone has flaws and insecurities. So please don't like not go to the beach party because you wish you had lost 5 pounds or don't not go to that event because you have a zit. Like every single person has dealt with body image or something on their face or some type of an insecurity. Like we've all been there, but don't let it stop you from living your life because I don't know. I think of college a lot. There were so many times where I was like, I'm embarrassed of this, but I, you know, just like went out and you never know what like fun opportunity or things could happen that night if you stay at home. Number 28, document your life. You don't have to share on socials, but think back to our parents' generation. Shooting VHS, like so iconic. I cannot wait. I have actually never gone back and looked through my parents' VHS tapes, but I know when I do, like that's going to be such a fun, special thing. So even if you're not someone who doesn't want to make TikToks or Instagrams, I think capturing and documenting trips or events, I'm not saying live through your phone, but have something to show your kids one day or if times change, like you'll want snapshots of those memories. And number 29, turn social media friends into real life friends. Kara and I.
Yeah.
And like so many people we know are online friends turned real life friends. And number 30, get into character. Kind of like you said, when you're traveling, like you're eating with your hands in Bali. Like if you're going to the mountains, like channel that. Be a mountain girly. Go snowboarding. When you're in the country, wear the cowboy boots. Like I just think it's so fun to like be a little character and get to tap into those different interests that you have.
Oh, that's great. Those are all really great tips. I love all of those. Okay, switching gears. Let's go to our partner's five tips. So first up is Connor. Connor said ways Connor has improved his life. Number one, understand the quality of food and drinks that go into your body, whether that's processed foods, understanding what alcohol does to your body, just anything like that. That has drastically 1,000,000% improved his life. I don't know if we've gotten too far into this, but Connor has food allergies and just like had no idea. He had like his throat was so inflamed, so swollen that he like couldn't eat when we were in college and senior year of college. And once he got all of that under wraps and understood like what he could eat and what he couldn't eat, he like totally cured that without having to take medicine and just through eating the right foods. Like it's completely healed that problem and changed his life. Find a healthy way to decompress and de-stress. Connor works a 9-to-5. He's brave. He does that lifestyle. And with those types of jobs, like it gets really stressful and you have to understand how to de-stress. And a lot of people turn to alcohol or like things like that. But he's talking about like working out, reading, going for a walk, going to a movie. What is a way that you can de-stress? Figure that out and that will change your life. Presence is noted. Work events you don't want to go to, funerals of your friends' parents, grandparents, charity events. People will know if you're there or not. And if something, especially if there's something that you don't want to go to, like I know that funeral one, like no one wants to go to a funeral. It's awkward. It's weird. You don't know what to say, but it's better to go and not say anything and just like be there for a friend or a family member than to just be like, well, it was awkward and I didn't want to go. It's just like your presence is noted.
That's a really good one. That's like giving me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. And I know it relates to work too. It's like there have been times where Connor was the only coworker that went to like this luncheon or this presentation. And I feel like you don't know if it's going to pay off in the moment, but I feel like down the road, it's like, oh, that person has gone to this, this, and this. Like they're putting in the work, they're making their presence known. Like it has to pay off.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones, and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all of this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ALREADYFRIENDS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ALREADYFRIENDS to get your hormone harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, ALREADYFRIENDS at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Next one, don't be afraid to work for cheap or for free if it benefits your career growth. That has been a huge one for him. There's a little side story with this one. So probably last Valentine's Day, I think it was like 2021, there was a guy who came up to Connor, called his number and was like, hey, I want to sell chocolate covered strawberries. Like, is there a parking lot or like a shack somewhere like that I could sell it? Because Connor works in commercial real estate. So he leases out buildings and parking lots and spots. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, a guy selling chocolate strawberries, like that's no $1 million deal. That's nothing crazy. Like they kind of like did a nice little deal for him, a really cheap rent somewhere for like a week. Now, like 2 years later, this guy married into a family of like multimillionaires, and this father-in-law wants to get like an office space, and it's going to be like a $1 million deal for Connor.
Wow.
All from someone who is selling strawberries on the side of the road, and no one would give him the time of day. No one helped him find somewhere to like set up his little shop. So don't be afraid to work for free or for cheap, because you never know what'll come of it.
Yeah. And what goes around comes around. Like, he helped that guy, and then it's not necessarily that guy directly helping him back, but it always comes back around.
Yeah, because like he could call any commercial real estate mm-hmm. agent. He's like, oh, let's call Connor. Like, you know. And then next one, treat everyone with respect, because one, it's the right thing to do. And two, because you just never know. Don't know what that means, but I mean, yeah, you really just never know. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know who someone is, if they can change your life. Just be respectful.
I think about that a lot when people have road rage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what if that is someone who just got devastating news and they're just like trying to make it home? Do we need to ride their ass and honk at them and make them feel like a piece of shit for driving slow? Like, just move around. Go on with your life.
I love that your brain goes to that, because I'm like, you just never know. They might have a gun. They might stab you. Like, you're like, they might have a bad day. I'm like, they might be a murderer. They might not care about their car and they might just hit you.
Well, that's why Connor left it open-ended.
It's open-ended. Never know. You just never know. Okay, perfect. What are Clay's?
Okay, and Clay's 5, number 36, develop a bedtime and wake up routine that stays consistent throughout the week. Go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, at least Monday through Friday. Then use the weekend to find balance with being able to stay up and sleep in later. He is so good at this. Like I was telling him, we need to have him on in January to help us all kickstart our morning routines, because this man has his AM routine down. It is very impressive. His second one is make an intentional effort to move your body each and every day. His third one is shortly after waking up, consume a cold glass of water. When you wake up, you've gone roughly 6 to 9 hours without putting any liquid in your body, or even warm water, whatever water you guys want. I'm a warm water girl. But it is true. Like, that's a long amount of time without drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And his fourth one, find a method of exercise that actually makes you happy. Exercise can be absolutely anything that involves moving your body. Don't do exercise that you hate because society tells you it's something that you should do. Do exercise because it makes you feel good, and then focus on the results second. And I love that. And he has taught me that too. I always thought, you know, fitness and exercise had to be this really hard thing. But now that he's a personal trainer, he's assured me that like my little walks and my yoga classes are just fine and they're enough. And the fact that I enjoy them and they make me happy means I'll actually stick to them instead of trying to fit myself into a box that like I don't want to be in. And his last one is find a quiet place to sit in silence for at least 5 minutes each day. Take this opportunity to detach from the constant influx of stimulation found in today's society.
Absolutely. Love all those tips. And I 100% agree. Let's get Clay on for those morning routine tips, because my morning routine needs help.
We all need a Clay in our life to get us on track right at the beginning of the day.
All right. My next five are also wellness, health related. I think your ones are too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, walk more. It's good for you. You know, we love our hot girl walks. We love getting out there, getting those steps. Feels good for your legs, your mind, everything. Take showers without any music or without listening to anything. That has changed my life because there's a phrase, shower thoughts, for a reason. You just think of really good things when you're not being stimulated with a podcast or music or just everything.
Couldn't agree more. I just have to underline that with you. Love a silent shower.
Yeah, because the water is kind of like the white noise that we were talking about earlier. Like that's already enough stimulating noise for you. Like let your brain flow, let your brain come up with really good ideas or brainstorm or even just be in the moment. I'm the third person to say this. Find a workout routine that you really enjoy because it's more important to keep going because you like the workout than if it's necessarily the hardest thing, the most challenging thing, like what Clay said, what society tells you you should do. And then echoing that, do your hard workouts in the morning, because if you do it in the morning and you do it right away, that'll already be the hardest thing of your day and you've already accomplished it.
And you don't have time to talk yourself out of it as much.
That's
true. I feel
like
when it's later in the day, you're like, oh, I had a big lunch, like my to-do list is piling up, like all the things.
Oh, yeah.
All the reasons to not do the workout start coming in. But if you just get up and go, it's just so much easier to check off in my experience.
100%. Okay. Next two, be consistent. Kind of what Clay was saying, what you were saying. It's just great to be consistent with a workout routine, or if you're starting a podcast, or if you're studying for a test, growing a social media presence. Consistency over perfection every single time. Last one for me, be aware of what you're consuming. If you want to make more money, be listening or reading entrepreneurship books. If you're spending a lot of time on social media, be aware of what you're consuming. Are you watching a lot of negative videos? Or are you just even spending too much time in general? Just be aware of how it's affecting your mental health, your career, what you're doing day to day.
Yeah, that media is like literally, you know, we think about the food we eat in our body to fuel it. All that stuff is fuel for your brain, which can be positive or negative. And then my five wellness related ones. The first one is find an emotional support water bottle and bring it everywhere. I think we have to credit Tinks as the original person that I think started calling it an emotional support water bottle. But it's true. Like if I don't have my water bottle with me, like I feel empty. It's like not having my phone.
Mm-hmm.
My second one is do a parasite cleanse every so often. I just did one 2 weeks ago for the first time. Sorry to say, I did not pass any worms, but my friend that did one, she said she passed what looked like a stingray. So you never know. The videos on TikTok are not lying or exaggerating. A lot of other cultures around the world do these parasite cleanses and they're very normal.
I don't even know what to think of when you say pass a stingray. Like that just really scares me.
I know. It's almost like seeing it because you're like, so that was inside me the whole time and I didn't know. But actually seeing it, suddenly I'm like so much more freaked out.
Proud of
you. I told Kara. I was like, I hope I pass one just for shock value on the podcast.
I was like, I saw the exact same video talking about this and I'm so scared to buy it. So living vicariously through you.
No, when you come up in a few weeks, you can try it out. But please don't leave any stingrays in my toilet.
Yeah, make sure to flush.
Oh my God. Okay. Kind of related to the parasite cleanses, but look into tinctures. Have you ever heard of a tincture? I just feel like the name is like kind of funny, but they're concentrated herbal extracts made from soaking the leaves, bark, berries, or roots of a plant. They usually are in like a 3-inch little glass container with an eyedropper, and then you can just add it to whatever you want, tea, your drinks, just add a few drops. I read a stat when I was looking this up. 80% of the world utilizes tinctures as a form of caring for one's health. So it's kind of like with the parasite cleanses. Like it's kind of crazy in our culture. Like how are we not talking about this? And everyone else in the world is like, we do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite brands for the tinctures is Baba, B-H-A-V-A. I think they're out of Arizona. It's a smaller company. I can link some other ones or put them on my story or something because like once it's kind of like essential oils. Like once you get some, you're like addicted. You're like, ooh, mm-hmm. Can get stress relief or like cramp relief, whatever you want. There's all kinds. My next one is go to therapy. Try it a few times. Try a few different different therapists. Like, I really think anyone on the planet could benefit from therapy. And then my last one in health and wellness is when you're super angry and stressed, do a grounding exercise. For me, I try to like pause and notice my surroundings. I actually got that tip from a different podcast, but she said like, when you just feel like you're running a million miles an hour and you're like, oh my God, just like stop, breathe and be like, okay, I'm standing on grass. Okay, there's cars driving by. It's a nice day out. Like, slow your breathing down. And by noticing things around you brings you to the present moment, which helps your brain stop thinking about all the stressful things that are overwhelming you. And then hopefully by the time you like get your breathing under control, feel a little bit better.
There we go. Okay, next 10 are from our moms. Lolo, my mom, her 5 are always kill them with kindness. 1, because it's the right thing to do. And 2, because it's about them and not you. They have healing to do. They have the healing to do. Also, you'll never get in trouble. That was important when my kids were younger and in grade school, because if the person you're killing with kindness goes and tells on you, the teacher's going to say, wait, so you're mad at Kara or McKenna or Riley or Brady because they're being nice to you? And the teacher will know that there's more to the story. Love Lolo's like getting on the drama. Okay, next one. Always grab the parking spot at the end of a parking lot so that your car can only get dinged on one side. Great tip. Next one. Never take sides or add to the drama if your friend is complaining about a boyfriend or husband or your spouse is talking about their family, because they'll usually go back on what they're saying and they'll just, you know, blow off the steam. But they'll always remember how you acted and what side you took and what you said about their family, their husband, boyfriend, whatever. Very specific advice. Love that for Lolo. Okay, next one. Nothing good ever happens after midnight. We've said that
on
the show.
Everyone's mom has to say that, yeah. Right? Is that like in the mom handbook?
I think it is. But like, low key, I can think of like fun things that have happened after midnight, but just like the worst bad things happen after midnight. So I think that is a good phrase. Next, when you're extending invitations to your classmates, teammates, friends, family, whatever, it's always more important to invite someone, even if you don't think they'll come, just so that they feel included and not excluded from your circle or friend group.
I think that's great. Yeah, invite someone and then it's up to them if they want to come.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay, the 5 from my mom. So we're on numbers 56 through 60. She says, make a to-do list, 1 for daily tasks, 1 for ongoing things to do. It's kind of funny because last week, Kara and I were talking about how we like to have our virtual online task list for the bigger things, and then we do the paper for the day-to-day stuff. So Sandra is with us on that. My mom also said, stay in contact with those you love. Write that note, send that message, leave audio message, stay connected always. Next, she said, don't let an alarm clock dictate your morning routine. Start the day with an abundance mindset. Enjoy that first cup of coffee. In parentheses, set the coffee timer the night before. Instant gratification. My whole life growing up, my mom always got the coffee pot ready the night before. And so then she'd wake up, you just push the button and it's already ready. I should start doing that again because I was good about it for a while. She said, read inspirational books, write a gratitude list. That is her morning routine. My mom also has her morning routine down pat. Her and Clay, they're in the 4 a.m. club. They know what they're doing. And number 59, my mom said, have a cash stash. Use only for the things you want, not the things you need. And number 60, self-care. Take care of your mind, body, and spiritual health. Get off the scale. I also don't have a scale. You can tell. I just feel like I am clearly my mom's daughter. Like, I could have wrote these. Move your body. Eat whatever makes you happy. She says, I eat a candy bar and sweets every day. Why? Because it makes me happy.
I love your mom.
But my mom also is at the gym every single day at 5:15. So it's all about the balance.
You and your mom are the cutest. You guys are twins. I'm obsessed.
Okay. Twins.
Next 5 for me related to people and relationships. Never burn bridges. Even when I think of people who I cannot stand, we are still on civil terms because I just never thought it was worth it to burn that bridge. You know, it's just not worth it. Next, surround yourself with people that will inspire you and make you feel good, and people that you want to be like, aspire to, because you will become a product of being around them and be in their accomplishments. Things that they're doing will rub off on you. Next, the 24-hour rule. I very much practice this. If you're mad at someone and you're about to get in a fight or call them out or bring something up, wait 24 hours before talking to them. Next, don't forget to call or text your loved ones, parents, grandparents, siblings, and visit, because the only thing guaranteed in life is death. Truly. So you never know when that's going to be. You never know when your last chance to talk to someone is, to make that call, visit with them. So do it before it's too late. And then invest in professionals. Whether you're struggling with acne and you need to see a dermatologist, it's easy to like find all these solutions online and trust these people who might just have really good genetics. Same with like bloating or health issues. Like, just go pay the professionals And it's going to save you more time, more money than just trying a bunch of things that might not work for you.
And for me, number 66, I was like, oh, why did I get 66? Is this bad luck? But these five from me are things that I think are worth buying. The first one is quality jewelry that doesn't tarnish. I wear all six of my rings and four permanent bracelets all day, every day, sleep, sweat, swim. I just feel like it makes me feel slightly more put together without even having to do anything. The next one is continued education. I feel like society just kind of assumes like, okay, you paid for college. We all agree people pay for college. But then after that, I think it kind of gets lost. It's like, oh, but what about all these courses or these masterclasses? Like, I just think it's important to be a lifelong learner. Next, invest in quality skincare products. I feel like with health and wellness in your skin, you're going to pay for it in one way or the other. You can either pay for it preventatively or you'll end up paying for your health in the long run, not in the way that you wanted to. Next, photo shoots of you and your loved ones or you and your family. Every photo shoot I've ever been a part of, whether it was like me, my mom and sister, or me and Clay, like I just cherish those images. And I know it can seem like kind of, and it is a luxury to be able to get family photos taken. But even if you do it every like 3 or 4 years, it's so nice to have those photos to look back on. And then number 70, whatever thing you want to fix that's like really killing your confidence within reason, just like go and fix it. I had a mole on my like left jawline and I was always so self-conscious, like all of high school, all of college. And once I graduated, I just like saved up the money, went and got it removed. And immediately like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not self-conscious about wearing my hair up or like being filmed from a certain angle. Same with when I got my teeth fixed, I like did Invisalign and they were straight. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, cool, good to smile all the time. I just think some of those things, if it's something you think about every day, in the long run, the amount of confidence that you get from that like could financially pay off, because you're going to be willing to go and put yourself out there, go and do those things, make those connections, say yes, because you're not going to be held back by the thing that you're self-conscious about.
Amazing. Okay, these next five come from our dads. So here are my dad's five tips and things that have changed his life. One, reward loyalty. It's pretty straightforward. I cherish my friendships. Next one, appreciate life. For him, that means being happy, laughing, finding humor. Next one, continue to learn and improve. Like you just said, Allison, he said, I honestly remember thinking this as a student teacher, because my dad actually majored in being a math teacher, which is kind of funny because he does not do that. But he remembers thinking about this as a student teacher, and it has become more apparent as a coach and boss. I'm always asking myself, how can I do this better? It's not about reading books and necessarily studying to learn. It's more about evaluating my performance and self-reflecting to improve. Next one, make it happen. It's easy to say no, but I never regret when I say yes. It's so easy to say no because you're tired, you're too busy, you're afraid to overcommit yourself. But in the end, you'll never regret doing something or going to something. Life is all about the moments and creating memories. And the next one that has changed Rob's life is treat people with respect. He learned this from his father. I always treat people with respect, smile, try to make them laugh. That's where I get my dad jokes from. It didn't matter who it was, a waiter, waitress, janitor, receptionist. My dad always acknowledged people with respect, happy, and nice.
Aww.
So sweet.
Isn't it funny how your dad is saying like he's like his dad and like,
yeah,
I'm like my mom. You know, we're all just little mini versions of our parents.
So true.
Okay. And then these five are from my dad, David. He said, get up at a reasonable time to start your day. Oversleeping actually drains your energy and motivation. For those that can, starting the day with exercise will increase your energy and performance throughout the day. We're all on the same page here. Get up, get some movement in, and then you'll be set. Second, if you believe in God, start your day with some quiet time to read the Bible or do a daily devotional. It will improve your outlook for the day and better equip you to handle adversity. Number 78 from my dad, while being mindful of the little details in your relationships, it's essential to show you care and are paying attention. Learn not to sweat the small stuff. Life is already too short. What is more important to you, the relationship or having to be right? That is my father to a T. He is always giving everyone the benefit of the doubt. But he's so right. Like so often, it's not worth the fight. Just like let it move on, especially when you start living with a significant other. There's so many things that you could bicker about, but save it for the big stuff. And number 79, always be grateful for the life you've been blessed with and look for opportunities to make a difference in the life of someone else. Even if you're going through a difficult time, someone else is always going through something worse. Serving others actually has a positive impact on you just as much as it benefits the recipient. And the last one from David, Strive to have balance in your life. While it's important to be responsible, manage your finances, and have a plan for your life, you need to make time to enjoy your life. Create a bucket list of things you want to do and places you want to see. Keep it visible and create a plan to start working through your list. Start as soon as feasible while you're still young and healthy enough to fully enjoy the experience. Finding your why will improve the quality of your life and the choices you make.
Love all those. Your dad's a gem too.
I know. Someday we gotta have our dads on.
I know. And our moms. What the heck? Okay. The next 20, final 20, are going to be rapid fire. My next five are business related. Run with that idea before it's perfect. Next thing, introduce yourself to everyone and know that you're deserving to be in any room that you're in. Next, give before you take. Provide value to those that you want to learn from, like paying for their course, paying for their knowledge, giving someone an idea that you look up to, etc. Know how to ask for what you want and don't be afraid to ask for it. And then start thinking of every failure as a necessary part of your story.
Number 86, these five are about home cleaning. Switch to zero waste laundry. Detergent, you can use sheets, powders, or tablets. And for the dryer, you can use wool dryer balls. They are good for over 1,000 loads. Number 87, get throw pillows that have a zip-off cover so you can actually wash them. Number 88, depending on how your home space is set up, hang and display as much of your closet as possible. For me, when things get shoved in drawers, I forget about them, but if they're hanging or nicely folded, I see them and am more excited to wear them. Number 89, switch to a fluoride-free toothpaste. Number 90, slim down your cleaning products. Back in the day, they had like three products. Promise you don't need under 30 containers under your sink. I literally run the dishwasher with a few drops of dish soap and baking soda.
Yeah, I saw TikTok recently. Martha Stewart has a really good cleaning book that has recipes for every single cleaning product you need. And it's like you said, 3 to 5 ingredients for all of them.
Oh gosh, that's amazing. We'll find it and we'll link it below for you guys.
Okay, perfect. Next five for me are practices, mantras, random. 91, express gratitude daily. 92, be the friend that holds on to their promises. I feel like I get invited to do a lot of things because if I say I'm coming, I will absolutely be there. 93, when hearing a new opinion from someone, truly take it as them sharing their knowledge and not them attacking you. So whenever someone's giving their opinion, I kind of look at it from a bird's eye view of like, okay, here's my information over here. Here's their information over there. And just take that knowledge and kind of compare the two. Next, dating. Best tip ever that I feel like changed my life. If they like you, you'll know. And if they don't, you'll be confused. I feel so bad. I have no idea where that came from. I heard it on Girls Gotta Eat podcast. Don't know if they came up with that. So yeah, I just think that that's so true. If you don't know, then you'll be confused. And finally, number 95, being able to laugh at yourself is just one of the best things you can do in life. And don't take life too seriously.
Real fast, I have to circle back to your number 93 about not taking someone's
opposing
advice or opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I also think sometimes like if someone's telling you something, it could be easy to think that they're saying that because they think that you don't already know that. Like, oh, they think I'm stupid and like, obviously I know that. But I think a lot of times people are just sharing because they are excited about something. Like even this entire episode, we're not saying any of this in a way that we don't assume that you guys don't already know these things. They're just ways that have improved our lives and things that make us excited and help us have a great day. We're not like assuming that you guys don't know. So like, I think sometimes people can be like, oh, that's condescending. They think I don't know. But really, if you can see it as like, they just care. And yeah.
That's a good tip. Yeah. Sometimes you think like, for example, someone's like, did you unplug the toaster before you left the house? It's like, they're not asking because they think you're dumb and you didn't do it. It's just like, oh, that's just another, like, I don't know, thought in their head. Nothing ever has to be like them thinking that you're dumb or incompetent or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and number 96. It was funny that my mom said, keep the cash stash because I said, keep a coin purse hidden in your car with quarters and some cash, like less than $20, you know, just like hidden away, maybe in the console, because you never know when you're going to need it for a meter or a parking lot or a quick errand, or even sometimes like parks will cost like $3 or $5. This has came in handy for me so many times. Number 97, remain coachable. I imagine that the smartest people in the world do a lot of listening and asking questions. Stay open-minded. And one quote that I love is, every single person you meet has something that they could teach you. Number 98, have a stack of books near a place where you sit and hang out a lot in your house so that you're more inclined to just like grab a book, read a few pages while you maybe sit and wait for something. Maybe your partner's like getting ready or before bed. If you have things accessible, then you're going to be more likely to use them. And number 99, for the third time, I recently listened to the Joe Rogan episode with Yeonmi. I hope I'm saying it right. It's Y-E-O-M-I, Yeonmi Park. She escaped North Korea. Regardless of your guys' thoughts about Joe Rogan, this lady, it is the most heartbreaking story and will make you feel so grateful for your life. I'm not even going to ruin or say anything that she talks about in that episode, but it is so heavy that I have to listen to it in like chunks because I'm just like, I can't believe that that's literally happening in our globe right now. It's horrible. But on days where I'm like complaining about some first world problem, I'm just like, reality check, you're allowed to be upset by this, but just be grateful that it's not worse. It's all perspective.
Absolutely. So number 100 is from both of us. And here it is. It's just a reminder that tomorrow is a new day. That means new challenges, new opportunities to take one of these tips or one of these things from today's episode and apply it. New things to discover. It's just a new day, a new slate, and grace is being given to us to start over again.
You said that perfectly. We hope that you guys enjoyed this. I know it was a lot, but life is so complex. It's very dynamic. There are so many ways to do life, so many morning routines, so many career paths. Like, there's no right or wrong way for you to do your life. And if you feel like you're not on the right track, like Kara just said, a wrapping up thought, tomorrow's a new day to change course.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Hope you are having a great rest of your day, great week. And yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Already Friends.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.